This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Linda asks, what do hospitals and medical centers do when nurses strike? So I don't know if you guys are aware, there is a huge strike going on right now in Minnesota. I believe 15,000 nurses from the Twin Cities and Duluth began a three-day strike. This is, I think, one of the largest private sector strikes of nurses that we've seen in history. I'd have to look it up. But contract negotiations have reached a stalemate, so multiple health providers are affected. M Health Fairview, Essentia Health Partners, Allina Health, Children's, North Memorial, and St. Luke's. This involves at least 16 hospitals. So it started today, and it has to do with pay, and there's a... I believe also staffing. There are a lot of staffing issues that they have. So nurses, and they are the backbone of our healthcare system. And so they've been sadly limited by a lot of the restrictions we've had with COVID. Many of their colleagues were canned when they weren't vaccinated. Many of their colleagues left saying, I'm done. I'm exhausted. COVID was exhausted. Many staff, they're plagued with their own issues. And nursing is not as easy to do remotely. So while all their friends and family members can work remote, they have to be on the job. And to be on your feet for 12-hour shifts, because the majority of the shifts are at least 12 hours long, and to do the work that you do, bending over a patient, lifting a patient, dealing with the bed sores, dealing with the potty, you know, it's a very physically demanding job. And we don't have enough younger individuals wanting to join the field. And so the older you get, you know, me, I worked in an urgent care, and I would be sweating. I mean, seeing 60 patients in a shift, running back and forth and helping the patient and, you know, putting shoulders back in and doing everything you would do. But your neck and your back and your shoulders, after a while, it gets to you. Now, I was younger, so it didn't faze me. But if I had to do it now, I don't think I could. And I still haven't gotten to the point where I'm like, I have to sit down. The only time I ever said I have to sit down was when I had mono, and I didn't realize it. I was at the mall with my friends, and I'm like, I just don't feel right. I have to sit down. And I was like, what the? Well, I ended up having mono. So for the most part, in fact, I don't like sitting too long. Sitting hurts. So I'm like, I have to stand up. I have to stand up. So that's what you'll hear me say. But to be able to do the type of work that these nurses are doing, it starts to be difficult the older you get. In 2010, Minnesota had at that time a 12,000 nurse walk-off. That was lasted for one day and was one of the largest strikes in the country. In 2017, nurses at Allina or Allina Health went on strike for 44 days. 44 days. Again, issues, staffing, salaries, and workplace safety. So pay right now is huge. The nurses are asking for a 30% pay hike over the next 3 years. The 16 hospitals in Twin Cities, Moose Lake, and Duluth are responding with a 12% increase spread over 3 years. But a survey conducted by the nurses found that adverse events have risen 33% in the pandemic years. Most of them were falls, bed sores, and staffing problems being blamed on staffing shortages. So this back and forth obviously puts patients, you know, in the crosshairs. And, you know, if a nurse doesn't feel they're making enough, a nurse doesn't feel satisfied with their job, they're not going to stay. And the nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. So obviously these hospitals need to come to an agreement. But what do we do with the patients? So oftentimes, if the patients are very, very acute and there's not enough nurses to staff, they'll bring in outside staff. They'll bring in emergency services. There are supposed to be task forces for when nurses go on strike or if nurses become ill. There are other individuals who could come in and help. But if not, they get transferred. And they get transferred to other facilities. And I mean, thank God it's happening now and not during, you know, a peak COVID wave or flu. But, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is. The problem we have is when staff try to talk to management in any corporation, and I've been in corporations, management doesn't listen. So you're like, okay, well, they're not listening. And then you just move on, and they're not listening. And then all of a sudden it gets to a point where you're like, well, we need them to listen. And the only way to get their attention appears to be, throughout history, is doing something drastic like, well, we're not going to come to work. And see, that's the problem with management and employers and employees, where when people strike, it follows months or even years of trying to get management to listen. On the flip side, if hospitals aren't making money, a 30% increase in pay is a lot of money. And even though our staff, like nursing and CNAs and custodial crew, are dealing with high gas, inflation, and all these rate hikes, the healthcare industry is one of the only ones that's not able to necessarily raise their rates. If the insurance company wants to pay you $2.42, they're going to continue to do that. If you're only going to get 15 cents for running a urine strip, that's all you're going to get. And my prices, my reimbursement barely went up. Maybe Medicare went up a little bit, but barely went up all those years. So meanwhile, I'm getting the same I was getting paid in 2000 as I was in 2016. If insurance companies aren't paying 33% more, these hospitals are going to have a hard time giving into that. Not to mention, medical debt is now being considered not something that should be held against people. So if the average person won't pay their hospital bill, I see both sides. It's an issue. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was watching some of the funeral processions. As we saw today, the Queen had a church service in Edinburgh. And I believe they placed the crown of Scotland on the coffin. It was very, very sad, but it was a beautiful ceremony. You saw King Charles III, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, who followed the hearse through the Scottish capital. And then they went to St. Giles Cathedral, and there was a beautiful ceremony. And, you know, I watched a little bit this weekend of this walk that Prince Harry and Prince William did. It was a It was actually a beautiful thing to do, where the well-wishers were at, gosh, where was this? This was in, I'm trying to think. You would think it would be in Scotland because that's where they were at the time. But there were all these individuals, people that were there that wanted to, show their love and give flowers. So the grandkids, Prince Harry and Prince William, were there with their wives, Princess Kate and Meghan Markle, who now I think Meghan is the Duchess of Sussex. So I'm still kind of confused on everybody's name. And this was actually, I think, at Windsor Castle. I apologize. This was at Windsor Castle. So there were the floral tributes and all that. And, you know, one thing that I have to say is it was just awkward to watch. You know, this is, you have a real, real beautiful tribute to the life of a queen. And it's just, there's just something not right. There's just something amiss. When maybe it's because, and I don't know if I could really put my finger on it or if I could word it correctly, and I don't want to blame Meghan Markle, I don't want to blame Harry or, you know, Prince William or whatever. I don't want to. I'm a fan of the royals, but it was just very awkward, and there was this big elephant in the room where you had individuals who kind of spoke ill, and they had to. Who spoke ill of the whole thing almost wanted to, it seems like they really wanted to, you know, sink the ship of it. And here they are now in the midst of everything, still taking on the glory of the royals. I'm just a little, I maybe you guys could probably word it better for me. But for example, if Meghan Markle felt like she was being treated poorly, if there was racism, she has every right to leave. She has every right to say, you know what, I don't want to be here. I'm out. But then you wonder if it really was that, you know, then why is she there now? And I'm not saying it didn't happen. I mean, she's putting on a brave face, but it's, and everybody's kind of accusing, you know, her of, well, yeah, because the cameras are there, so she's going to be there now. And I don't know. I don't want to think that that's what's going on. But, you know, if you are, you know, I understand you want to pay your respects, but then why do you want to look like you're united with them? You pay your respects privately. You're there and say, look, I just don't want to be around everybody else because I felt they did me wrong. But that's not what we're getting. We're getting that, no, I'm want to be a part of it all. And maybe she doesn't. Maybe that just, you know, you also see a little exchange where she snapped at somebody who was trying to help her, you know, with the flowers. So I get it's a very, very stressful time, but it just was awkward. She looks like she's feeling awkward. You know, Prince Harry, he looks like he's struggling between grief as well as, you know, a rift with his brother, as well as trying to be there for the wife. And he has a memoir, apparently a tell-all book that's supposed to come out. And you kind of look at this and you just get a weird feeling. It's not one of, we're supposed to be mourning the loss of a monarch who was there 70 years and, you know, seeing, you know, a changing of a new reign, which to me already feels odd because whenever you have a stabilizing figure, you just kind of feel like, okay, maybe now the poop is supposed to happen worldwide. I don't know, you know, and I don't know if Prince Charles will still have that. I don't even know if the monarchy even has that effect on the world. I don't know. I don't live there. But it just, on top of all this, you have this awkwardness because of, you have some trash talking. People who left the family trash talked it, you know, made, you know, some very, very significant accusations that might have been true, might not have been. But then you would think the most professional thing to do is say, look, we're going to be there. We want to show our respect. You know, but we left the family and, you know, we will, you know, take a back seat and do it. But it just doesn't seem like that. Now, I would love the idea of everybody getting back together. I think that's wonderful. But I just don't, you know, you have a tell-all about a memoir that's supposed to be coming out, that's supposed to make them money, I don't know. And I've been a fan of Harry's. I get Harry's not an easy position. Prince Harry is the one that will never get to, well, under very apocalyptic circumstances, become king. And that's got to be a very, very difficult position. In fact, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's memes, and this isn't the most appropriate, but this is how some people are feeling, where you have King Charles, right? You have Princess Anne. You know, Princess Anne had always been at the mother's side, but King Charles is now king. And his wife, Camilla, whom he's always loved, you know, and but technically was the woman on the side. There's a meme that says when your side woman becomes queen or something like that. And, you know, living the dream or something like that. And so you do have a lot of people kind of looking at that going, well, wait a second. You know, you had Diana that, you know, the marriage didn't work out. We get all that. I understand he's with his love of his life, which I think is a beautiful thing. But, yeah, you know, somebody who he cheated on, allegedly, now is queen consort. It does just kind of make you feel, I don't know. You know, it just doesn't seem to flow. And maybe that's the problem. We have grown up with storybooks where things were supposed to be a certain way and fit a certain stereotypical classical template. And you find, no, that's not the way it is. It's just like any other dysfunctional family or, you know, dysfunctional corporation where stupid stuff happens, things are unfair, and they have to put on this air, but behind the screens, behind the curtain, it's a mess. And maybe that's what's going on. The thing is people don't want to think that it's a mess. People want to think that one of the very few stable things right now in the world is the monarchy, which is why I think, you know, the Queen's passing is sadly the start of a new era of some chaos that's going to happen, not because of King Charles, but because of the world. So as far as I'm concerned, the world right now needs more unity, needs more love. I understand Harry and Meghan are in positions now where they said, we are done. And we're going to make it in America. And to make it in America, they need to capitalize on their royalty past, or they have to become influencers. Where, look, we are who we are, so anything we say, we're, you know, but you know, Harry did military time. He did, you know, I could see why, you know, people could really, really, you know, look up to him as a, you know, as somebody that could be a mentor, and I get that. You know, Meghan Markle, she's trying to, you know, be there from an environmental standpoint or be there from a, she's trying to be an influencer, but it's just, she wasn't there long enough. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, did she earn her place in terms of, you know, like Diana. Diana earned her respect. Diana was, Mother Teresa-ish in terms of, I'm going to be here, I'm going to, you know, fight for AIDS, I'm going to fight for poverty. You know, Meghan Markle needs to get into that. And Harry and Meghan talking about climate issues when they fly everywhere and make multiple flights and all that starts to be a little, you know, that doesn't win people over. When you trash talk, again, that doesn't really win people over. So it's tricky. And you know, I don't know what the answer is, but it looked very, very awkward. You see the awkwardness. You wonder, you know, when they're going to drop the next bomb, either on a podcast or with a... You just kind of were like, just leave them alone. You want to leave, go leave. Live a nice, happy life. You want it to be away from all the cameras and all the hustle and bustle, but it's not that. They aren't going to be king and queen, so they're going to have a new sort of... They're going to be a part of Hollywood royalty or Santa Barbara royalty. And I don't know. There's just something that just doesn't feel right about all of this. And I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Large investment firm J.P. Morgan says they believe inflation has peaked. In a note to clients, J.P. Morgan noting further confirmation of a peak is expected to go forward along with a drop. The firm citing a downward trend in gas prices over the summer. This as a growing number of banks are offering first-time home buyers mortgages without large down payments. This comes as mortgage rates hit new highs. Well-wishers are paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth in Scotland today. Thousands of people followed a procession led by King Charles III to a cathedral in Edinburgh where a service took place. The public can say their goodbyes to the late Queen for 24 hours before she's finally laid to rest in London. Week 1 of the NFL season wraps up with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Denver Broncos. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I am very, very impressed with this next television show. Is it because the acting is so good? No. The acting's horrible. The acting's so bad. Is it because they have a lot of special effects? No. It's ridiculous. They're in a car. And it's like a 1970s, like, film behind them. This is a modern show. Is it because the plot is just so good that you cannot wait for the next episode to drop. No, the plot's weak, and it's the same flipping plot season after season. This is probably one of the cheesiest, most poorly acted, weakest plot show out there, but it was designed to be that way. It is the most popular show, and I think one of the best shows ever. It's called Cobra Kai. I've talked to you guys about Cobra Kai. You cannot watch that show and not be laughing throughout the whole thing going, wait a second, what the hell is going on? And I think the writers did all of this on purpose. I told you guys that from the beginning. Some of you guys have not watched Cobra Kai. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But basically, it is the Karate Kid 1, 2, 3. I don't know all the different Karate Kids they had. Where now you have the middle age in their 50s. You have Ralph Macchio and William Zabka. And you have the characters now who are older. And mind you, I thought they were fantastic actors in the 80s, which is why I think they're told to act poorly. I mean, the acting is like, you're like, what are you guys doing here? But it's the show is designed to go against everything that we tried not to do since the 80s. And it's almost like the creators are like, but that worked. So we're going to bring it back. And I didn't know about Cobra Kai until my son, so we're talking about a Gen Z, said, Mom, there's a good show on. It's called Cobra Kai. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the Karate Kid guys. You like that? He's like, it's good. It's corny, but good. So if you haven't watched it yet, right, whenever there's a fight scene, they bring up music like from the 80s, right? So I was like, so you sit there and you feel like you're watching like an 80s movie. And the fight scenes are not bad. They're karate scenes, right? And they have to. You know there's going to be a fight. You know, okay, well, now, just like 80s. You have these 80s movies was all about, and I watched tons of them, you know, where, okay, you know, somebody has some abilities. They have to show the abilities, but there has to be a bad guy. So the bad guy comes in, and that bad guy has to deserve an ass whooping. So the bad guy does something, then they get the ass whooping, then they get the ass whooping, like, ooh, that was some good ass whooping. And then, you know, that's exactly how these movies, and that's what Cobra Kai does. But the plot, what blows my mind about this series, and I think we're on season 4 or 5 now, I don't know what it is. It's the same, it's the same crappy plot. It's just the same crappy plot. There's some twists to it, and they add surprises. They add great cliffhangers at the end of this. But, you know, because people, they go, Dahlia, what is Cobra Kai about? Because I want to watch it. Well, it's about karate and these, you know, two dojos going up against each other and the kids doing karate. And they're like, and it's just, it's great. It's like it's like one of the best shows ever. I'm like, but how? We've seen that with Karate Kid. I don't want to see Karate Kid again. It's like, it's not Karate Kid. I can't explain it. It's the same plot. They have to, it's like over and over again. Even the characters in the show are like, we're doing this again? We're still doing this again with different bad guys? But the funny thing is it's the bad guys from the movies. It's the bad guys from the Karate Kid movies. So it's a regurgitation, and we're talking, you know, projectile vomitous regurgitation that keeps coming back from the 80s. And you watch it, and I think it's the nostalgia. I think it's just the humor at, you know, the producers and the writers know that this is bad dialogue, that this is a bad, this is just a bad plot, and it just works. And so, you know, for those producers and writers out there that are trying to make the next big CGI movie, and mind you, I loved the latest Spider-Man that brought in the other Spider-Men. I thought that movie was fantastic. But it is almost, and I mean, just the CGI and the color. It's, I mean, somebody with epilepsy, I don't even think could watch a movie. It was just so much light and CGI hitting you that you just wonder what these kids are going to be able to appreciate in terms of art and movies and literature, because you're just bombarding their senses with so much stuff that I think, you know, a show like Cobra Kai is trying to tell you guys, look, you could go back to the basics. It could be cheesy. It could be, you know, but just make it entertaining. Get a story out there that people, you need to connect. You need to connect with the actors, with the, like the kids. I don't really connect with the kids, but I sure as hell connect with Johnny, which is played by William Zabka. And I'm like, okay, I get this dude. I get him. And I connect with Miguel Diaz. I think it's fantastic. And the rest of them is like, no. So, but get some characters you connect with. Get a story. It's okay that there's a crappy screen, green screen, or a crappy, you know, film in the background when they're driving. Also, he was faking the bumps. If you watch, he fakes the bumps. It's, I mean, and unless they don't know this is happening, but it's fantastic. And then I know Matt Borlenghi, who is the pawn shop guy, he's fantastic too. He's the quintessential actor that's just, it's just perfect. It just works. But we really have a entertainment problem, and I bring it up a lot because many of you guys are very depressed by the politics that's going on. You're depressed about the inflation, the economy. You're depressed about education. You're depressed about where we're going. You're depressed about your health. You're depressed about aging. You're depressed about where healthcare is going. And our escape is sports, which now I'm depressed because Dak Prescott broke his finger. But our escape is sports, hobbies, exercise, and our entertainment. And when our entertainment fails us, and it's crap after crap, or all this stuff that's so overwoke that you're like, okay, I got it. You know, is there any story to this? You know, I get it. You know, we need to progress. I get it. Can we move forward? It's people are getting frustrated, and I see the anxiety, and I'm like, look, you need an escape. You need to, you know, when you hear people go, I just can't watch anything. I get depressed, or I get mad, or I get frustrated, and I see a lot of crap out there. Just give Cobra Kai a chance. Whether you're middle-aged, whether you're Gen Z, millennial, Gen X, boomer, it's entertaining. Just don't expect Emmy award-winning series. Although, honestly, I think it does deserve an Emmy. Go back to the basics. Let people connect, entertain, and make fun of some of the stupid stuff that's out there. And honestly, bring back 80s music. I love the 80s music, especially, you know, metal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, really quickly here, you know, we've been following what's been going on worldwide, and Germany has had to make some decisions when it comes to fuel and when it comes to their relationship with Russia. And we're being told now the German government said it cannot stop a shipment of Russian uranium that's destined for French nuclear plants from being processed at a site in Germany because the atomic fuel isn't covered by European Union sanctions on Russia. Environmentalists have called on Germany and the Netherlands to block a shipment of uranium from the Russian ship Mikhail Dudin, which is currently docked in Dunkirk in France. And they have no legal grounds to prevent the transport. I just get nervous when we got uranium, we got nuclear plants. So we'll update you guys on what's happening over there. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we You're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last night one of you asked what's been going on with the nuclear issues around the Zaporizhia plant and if we have any updates on that. I've been trying to follow as much as I can, so you guys probably get more information than I do because I was busy watching the Bucks, the Bucks-Cowboy game last night. I watched a lot of football last night. It was amazing. Wonderful week one. We'll talk a little bit about that soon. But watching Tom Brady play, but then my Cowboys. Wow. Vikings had a good week. Browns had a good week. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But in terms of following what's going on worldwide, it sounds like the Zaporizhia plant is in cooling mode. The president of Ukrainian state nuclear company, Energoatom, told CNN that the power units at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant remain in a cooling state while work continues to restore power lines from the plant. All 7 lines connecting to the plant were damaged, and they had to be switched to what they called island mode, where the plant supplied electricity solely for itself. According to CNN and Petro Kotin, who is the president of the nuclear company, he said, "We tried to prolong the operation of one of our power units as long as possible, even in the conditions when it was operating in island mode. It worked for us for 3 days." Kotin said just one of the 6 power units remained working and was supplying the needs of the plant, the electricity necessary for the pumps that cool the nuclear material. The reactors are full of nuclear material fuel, and also there are 6 pools that are located near the reactors of each power unit. These pools have to be constantly cooled. They said the hazard is that there is no power supply. The pumps will stop, so that if there is no power supply, I was going to say, the pumps will stop, there'll be no cooling, and in about 1.5 to 2 hours, you will have a meltdown of this fuel that is in the reactor. Kotin reiterated that when there is no external power supply, the diesel generators could kick in. As of today, the diesel generators can work there for 10 days. They are also doing their best to secure additional supplies. It is difficult to bring anything into that area. The railway is damaged, so it can only be done by vehicles. Not to mention, you know, still in terms of, you know, the controlling areas. I know the Russians have retreated, but in terms of the semantics of which roads and, you know, are there false retreats? Are there, you know, tripwires, IEDs, things like that? So Kotin said representatives of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, remained at the plant. They have meetings with the plant management twice a day, so they have all the current information on the plant's operation. I would like to say I think the UN should have been there sooner. I don't really want to be overly critical, but I'm like, shouldn't they have been there from day one? I'm just a little confused because I think a lot of what we're dealing with right now was supposed to be limited and managed and deterred by the United Nations. And we shouldn't be in this position where we're worried about, you know, nuclear reactor meltdown. So we do have some good news. Apparently Russia had to admit that they were retreating. Their Russian lines were crumbling as Ukraine made huge advances. This was the offensive south of Kharkiv began on Tuesday, took, quote-unquote, the thinly defended Russian lines by surprise, leading to reports of mass retreats, mass surrenders, and mass casualties that the Russian MOD had dressed up as, quote-unquote, regrouping. So, you know, Russia has been deterred multiple times by Ukraine, and this is pretty substantial. So, you know, Russian lines in the east now are crumbling as Ukrainian forces make these gains to liberate the homeland. Apparently, multiple villages were retaken by Ukraine in order to be able to restore civilian homes. There was, however, 2 Russian aircraft detected in Alaskan Defense Identification Zone. Now, they remained in international airspace, but you're like, what the hell are they doing over there? Really? Really? They're really going to mess with America? Is it just, you know, to peacock? What are they doing? CNN reports that 2 Russian maritime patrol aircraft were detected, tracked, and positively identified by North American Aerospace Defense Command, operating within the Alaskan and Canadian Air Defense Identification Zones. That's so nice, Alaska and U.S. and Canada can work together on that. I like the fact that we have some sort of a North American Aerospace Defense Command. The two airplanes remained in international, apparently NORAD is part of the U.S. military that oversees the U.S. military presence in North America. The two airplanes remained in international airspace, and did not enter American or Canadian sovereign airspace. So they're better not, because we would have shot their, we would have shot them. The ADIZ is international airspace adjacent to Alaska. It extends in planes more than 100 miles from U.S. territory. The U.S. military initiates identification procedures for aircraft in the ADIZ in the interest of national security. So NORAD did not feel the Russian activity was a threat, didn't think it was provocative. It was only two little baby planes. But you wonder what the hell they're doing. NORAD detected the aircraft flying into the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone three times in the same week last month. These incidents occurred in August. So we're not really sure what that, you know. German Chancellor says that German weapons are making a difference in Ukraine. Oh, yeah. You're going to get a lot of countries that go, you see what we did? We helped Ukraine. It's our weapons. Everybody's going to now try to take credit for Ukrainian offenses and them being able to push the Russians back. So Germany's taking some credit, and maybe it is some of their weapons. Germany supplied very efficient weapons, quote, that are making the difference right now in the current battle in East Ukraine. That's according to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. This was during a joint news conference with Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid in Berlin. Germany has committed, they say, to deliver the IRIS-T air defense system to Ukraine, and the country has decided to order more of these systems. So that's interesting. And I mean, we've been helping Ukraine out. Maybe we should boast a little bit more. And again, I really credit Ukraine for taking it on them to try to, you know, repel or deter, you know, World War III. But I got to tell you, one of you had asked me when I think China is going to move in on Taiwan. And I, again, I'm a physician, so please don't, you know, expect any real insight in terms of foreign policy. But I can give insight on the psychology of things. And another one of you had asked, why didn't China move earlier, right when Biden became president? Why didn't, well, I think there's a little bit more to that. One is, yes, I think they were waiting for Trump to leave, you know, power. But number two is, I think they're watching and waiting, and I think they're seeing what the world is doing in terms of their money, in terms of their resources. And I wonder if they're watching everybody give Ukraine, you know, just supply Ukraine. They're going to be, Europe's going to be dealing with issues with their fuel. America's going to be having a very tumultuous election, and who knows what happens after that. And I'm wondering if they're just waiting to think, when they think we are not going to have as many resources. And they're watching the world arm Ukraine. Trust me, we have plenty. We're not going to give it all up. But they, I mean, here's Germany promising they're going to send more, you know, weapons, and they're going to send more of their systems, ballistic systems, to, you just wonder if maybe they're just waiting for us to expend the extra billions of dollars. America is going to be at a tipping point where we're like, no more spending. And then they're like, all right, we're moving in. I don't know. I just, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hopefully, again, Ukraine's been able to take on more territory. The Zaporizhia plant, now UN is involved. Hopefully not too late. We'll hopefully get things in order there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.